Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First. Am I speaking with Mr. Knight?
This is actually his son.
His son. Okay, that works. So I just wanted to follow up with you regarding the agency transfer. So we are still waiting on an authorization from the insurance. It looks like there was an issue that made them take a little longer. So hopefully we should still be getting it either today, tomorrow, or the next day. We'll keep you posted on when we receive it, okay?
Actually, they called me and said that it was verified for 35 hours starting on Saturday.
So we got that message, too, from them, but we didn't receive it. So that means either they accidentally sent it to the wrong agency or it was sent and we'll still receive it within the next hour, which sometimes happens. If we do receive it from the 14th, Saturday, we will back pay from the 14th.
Okay. My question is, so how does it work with me, like, signing in or whatever, like hourly?
Clocking in and out? Right. So we can only give the actual clocking in and out information once we actually get the authorization, but we'll arrange for timesheets for any back pain. And, well, it's basically the HHA Exchange app. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So it's an app that you would download on your phone, and it checks the patient's location, and if it verifies that you are at the patient's location, you can just hit clock in and hit clock out when your shift ends.
Okay, and as far as the hour that I choose?
You can create your own schedule and change it if you're accordingly. So right now it's 35 hours. If you want, we can go through that now, what the schedule will look like.
What would that look like?
So 35 hours, generally that's 5 hours a day, unless you want to work less days and more hours. The week always starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday.
I'll let you know, because I'm maybe thinking about just doing 7 hours, 5 days a week.
So it would be 7 hours, 5 days a week. Let me calculate. Yep, that will work. You can do that. You'd want to do weekdays?
Yes.
Weekdays. Okay. And starting what time?
Right now I want to say 8:15. Do I have to be exactly on an hour, or can it be?
It can be. As long as it's within the 15 minutes, it won't be a problem. If it's within the hour, then you would just need text for your service coordinator if it's like an hour later, an hour earlier than that time.
I mean, but can I set the time for like 8:15, or does it have to be 8 o'clock?
Oh, no, it can be 8:15 if that's what you'd like. And then it'd be over at 7 hours later, so that would be 3:15, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll keep it at that for now. You can always make changes to the schedule. You'll get a permanent service coordinator once we receive an authorization. And so you'll just call her or text her with any changes.
Okay. And do I get an official, like, hiring letter, like letting me know my pay rate and everything?
Yeah. So an email will be sent with all the information that you'll need to know. The pay rate should have already been discussed. So let me take a look to see if it was.
Yeah, I've already discussed it, but I haven't gotten anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, so you'll get an email with all that information. The employee handbook will be included in there as well. All the links and just, you know, information you can always refer back to. Okay.
Oh. Okay, so I guess I'll hear from you as soon as you guys get the confirmation.
Yes, so we're working hand-in-hand with the insurance now to figure out what was going on and why we didn't receive it yet, but we'll call you once we do get it.
Last question. Mm-hmm. If I do an appeal as far as the hours, do you mm-hmm. guys help me with that, or is I'm on my own with that?
We can help you with that, yeah. The service, your coordinator can help you with that, but it's more between you and the service coordinator. She's the one who actually makes the appeal, so she'd be of the most assistance with that.
Okay.
So we would be communicating with the service coordinator as well as you would be, but it's really her that sends in the appeal.
Okay, and last question. I'm sorry, I know I said last question last time.
That's okay.
as far, because I was actually looking at my mother also, and I asked, I just wanted to be clear, am I allowed to work with two different patients?
You can work with two different patients as long as it's not at the same time. So it would be need to be different hours of the week, but it can be two different patients, yes. You're allowed to work up to 112 hours a week, so you wouldn't even be close to that.
Okay. All right, I'll let you guys know because I don't know if I want to do it myself or get you guys started from the beginning. So I'll wait to hear back from you. We can start that later this week.
Okay.
So thank you, and I look forward to hearing back from you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Have a good one.